This is Dakota Datebook for November 15th. In 1844, Englishman George Williams was concerned about the lack of activities for young men who came to the cities looking for work. The only activities available were generally found in taverns. To address the problem, Williams founded the YMCA. His purpose was to improve the spiritual condition of young men in the trades, intending for the Y to offer healthy physical exercise as well as uplifting spiritual activities. By 1851, the Y had spread throughout Europe and across the sea to the United States and Canada. The first YMCA World Conference was held in Paris in 1855. The Y began its war work during the Civil War. In 1861, 15 YMCA associations agreed to formally coordinate efforts to relieve the suffering of the sick and wounded. This was prior to the founding of the Red Cross. Trained volunteers served as surgeons, nurses, and chaplains. Other volunteers distributed medical supplies, food, and clothing. During the Spanish-American War, the Y initiated a program of entertainment for troops stationed overseas, and that effort was expanded during World War I. On this date in 1917, the Hope Pioneer newspaper announced that the entire week had been designated as a fundraising week for the Y and its lesser-known work with the United States military. The Y set a goal of $35 million. While that sounded like an insurmountable amount, the newspaper noted that North Dakota only needed to contribute $125,000. If Steele County raised $5,000, with Hope responsible for only $450,000, the area would meet its share of the state goal. The money supported the Y's program of providing a building on Army bases to be used as a meeting place, a relaxed atmosphere for soldiers to talk, drink coffee, and watch movies. There was often a piano where soldiers gathered to sing familiar songs. Supplies included sporting equipment for baseball, basketball, volleyball, and boxing. A library offered free books, magazines, and newspapers. Soldiers were encouraged to write home using free stationery and pens. Postage stamps were the only item for which there was a charge. In 1941, the Y took the lead in forming the USO, United Service Organizations. Today, the USO continues to be a provider of entertainment and a source of comfort for troops far from home. Today's Dakota Datebook was written by Carol Butcher. I'm Merrill Pepcorn.
Dakota Datebook is produced in cooperation with the State Historical Society of North Dakota, with funding from Humanities North Dakota.